Today is Daf Tzadik Zayin. We're in Tzadik Vav Amud Beis.
Right in the middle of Bayas.
We're not starting. We're starting from Azal Rabbi Lazar. Like two more lines.
Two dots.
What?
Two lines above?
Two lines after those two dots. We have to start from Amar Rabbi Lazar.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Those few lines, you have to catch up. It's very hard, and it's a little in the middle of a story. We'll start from Amar Rabbi Lazar. It's like the second... Azal Rabbi Lazar, I'm sorry. See, Azal Rabbi Lazar, it's like two lines after where we were supposed to start from.
Oh, later than where we're supposed to?
Yeah, start? Yeah. But like two lines. Because it's all I got it to now. And we got to move. You ready? Azal Rabbi Lazar. Amal Shemaita Bei Midrasha. They said, Rabbi Lazar said over a member in the Beis HaMedrash. V'lo Amar Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say it over in Rabbi Yochanan's name. So Shamar Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan got a little upset about that. That Rabbi Lazar didn't say it over in his name. Ol Legabei Rabbi Ami V'Rabasi. Amrulei. Lo Kachal Yomaisu Beis HaKnesset Shal Tveria. Wasn't there a story once with the Shul in Tveria? Benagar Sheish Perosho Glustera. There was some kind of nail. What's the Nagar? A bolt with a knob, right? Shnechlecho Rabbi Lazar V'Rabbi Yossi. They had a machlokas about that. If it's Muksa, if it's a Keli. Adshe. Karu Sefer Torah Bechamasan. The Sefer Torah got ripped. Karu Sefer Torah was on the Daitach, right? El Eima Shenikra Sefer Torah Bechamasan. No, it got ripped. No, they remember they ripped it on purpose. It got ripped. His point was, what are you getting so angry for? Anger leads to bad things. And Vahayisham Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma, Amar, Tmei Aniim, Lo Hayim Beis HaKnesses, Zavod Esu Lachavim. I would be surprised if this place doesn't turn into a church. V'chein Havet, so what happened? Then his point was, this story was, don't get so angry. Look what happens to anger. The shul became a church. Hadar ikbid fake, I'm even more angry. Amr, he said, Chavrusanami olagab, Chavrusanami, right? That's by Rebbeim. These are my contemporaries. So, olagabe, Rabbi Yaakov, Idi, Amale, it says, Kashativ Hashem is Moshe, Avdo, Kain Tziva Moshe is Yoshua. Vachain Asi Yoshua. Lohitzir, Davar Mikal Asher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. That means that he didn't deviate. Yoshua didn't deviate. So v'chiyal kol davash amar Yeshua hayomel lehem kach amar li Moshe. Every time Yeshua opened his mouth, he said, "Thus told me Moshe." No, Elot Yeshua Yoshev v'dorish stam v'akol yod, and everybody knew shetaras hashal Moshe hu. Everyone knew it's Moshe's Torah. Who else was it? So too, after Belazar Talmid Chal Yoshev v'dorish stam, Rabbi your Talmud Rabbi Belazar learns v'akol yodim kishal lachahi. Everyone knows it's your Torah. You don't have to keep saying it, Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone knows. Oh, amar lehem b'dema iatem. Yodal Lefaisim Kiben Idi Chavreinu. Right? What? How come you don't know? He said Ravami and Ravasi. How come you couldn't calm me down the way he just calmed me down? Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan, my time Hikbet Kula Hai, why did Taka get so upset? Amar Yehuda Marav, my dechsev, Agura Ba'olecha Olamim, Vechyeshal Adam Lagur B'shnei Olamim, can you live in two worlds? Ella Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Davos and Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bon Shalom. Yiratzon sheyomru davar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh. Right, I want them to say over my Torah, my words in olam hazeh. Damer of Yochanan Mishur Mishur Ben Yechai, famous Gemara. Tolcham lechacham sheomrim davar shmua mipiv ba'olam hazeh. If you say over something from a talachacham ba'olam hazeh, svosav dovos bakever. The lips move in the kever. Amar, what? Right. Amar Yitzchak ben Azera, Vitei Moshur Nazira, Maikra. What's the pasuk that says that? The pasuk says, V'chiche kiyayin atov, holech ledodi, lemei sharim, dovev sifse yishenim. Kikor mashal anavim. It's like a cluster of grapes. Makor mashal anavim, kivin shunichad lemetzpo olav miyad dovev. Once you touch it, it bursts out. Af, samin chacham, kivin shomrim davar shmur, yipiyem, bavol mazeh, sifsoseim dovos bekever. So too, when you touch, so to speak, their words, it makes a roshim even in the kever.
How do you use that one instead of the Mishnah? It says being what's it called?
No, there's a pasuk.
I understand that, but he's using the pasuk for being what's it called?
Right.
To bring a proof.
You learn that from Esther. Esther, that she sent the
Shemurka. No, but he's alive. He was alive, Mordechai.
But she said it was Shem Mordechai. It was a big thing for her.
That's
what
said
Shem Mordechai.
Right.
Okay. Nobody uses this memra as the reason why somebody should say something in somebody else's name. They use the other one to establish in Davos.
Right. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, next. So the next, the Mishnah said, finishing up, the Mishnah Echad ben Teshanim, that whether someone's a 9-year-old or a 20-year-old that didn't bring simanim is considered a katan. Vermini ben Esim Shana Shlomi Vishay Sarah Yovi Uriah Yoriah Shu ben Esim Husris. If you turn 20 and you don't have simanim, bring a raya that you're a Swiss, which means lochol leitz v'lo miyavim. Bas esrim shana, 20-year-old girl. Shalohei v'shtei sirus. Yavi raya shuban esrim. Bas esrim. Let her bring a proof. Let her bring a birth certificate. She's taka 20 years old. V'hi islandeth lochol leitzes v'lo misyabemeth. Right. So what's the kasha? Here it says that they become a Swiss, and our Mishnah said that they not that they stay a cotton. Because they have simanim of a Swiss. Amar Rava, Dekanami, they're telling you, who's Swiss? And you become a Swiss. Meaning you had simanim of a Swiss. Shramina. So one second, if you don't have simanim Swiss, then how long do you stay a cotton? The 70-year-old man is a cotton? Because he doesn't have simanim Swiss? Tani, Dever B'chia, Ad Rav Shinosav, till half your years. Which, what? That's the Gemara says. Which is 30, it's a machlokas, if it's 35, 36, it's around there. Because a person was 70, half. Kiyasa l'kamei d'rava, so they said, ikachosh, amaluhu zil abrayo. If he's a weakling, they would tell him, go fatten up a little bit, right? Maybe that's the reason that you don't have any simanim, because you're malnourished. E bari, if he's a fat guy, amaluhu zil achishu, go on a diet. Davi simanim, because simanim zimnan the nasri machmas kichishuza. Sometimes they're delayed because of a weakness. Vizimnan the nasri machmas briyusa, and sometimes they're delayed because the guy's too obese. So that. But if you do all that, you go on a diet and you fatten up and there's still nothing, then when you rove shnosa 30, 35, 36, the machlok is there exactly. Okay. Hajin alach isha rabba, hajin alach isha rabba, hajin alach isha rabba. Okay. I don't know. The Gemara was not so clear. Now, next. Nosin al ha'anusa v'al ha'mefuta. What does that mean? An anusa is a woman you rape, and a mefuta is a woman you seduce. The point is, they're both the same. The point is, not the same thing, same halacha. What is it? That a woman had relations with you when she didn't really want to. That's the bottom line. So Rashi says, look at the first Rashi. La'achar sha'onas ufata etoisha. If you do this to a woman, muter lisa bita v'achos of ima. You're allowed to marry her relatives. Normally, if you marry a woman, you're not allowed to marry her relatives. Even if the marriage falls apart, you marry a woman, you're not allowed to marry the woman's daughter. Not for the rest of your life. Here, you didn't marry a woman. You had a fling with a woman. You raped a woman. So can you marry that woman's daughter? The answer is yes. You know why? Because it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage. When you rape somebody, it's not marriage. It's not a nice thing to do. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. In case you would have thought otherwise, no sin ala nusiv ala mafuta. You're allowed to marry the relatives of a woman that you ma'aneth or mafata. You're allowed to. Okay?
So no, Western society feels that rape is not a worse crime than the Gemara seems to feel like. The Torah says you give a 50 shekel to the father and then you can marry her.
Because she's
property. No, nowadays, rape, they cry rape. It's like a...
she's got rights. She has no rights
anymore. Okay, we don't have time for this. We don't have time for this. Ha'onez v'ha'mafate, ha'onez v'ha'mafate al nesua. Chayev. However, one second. Ha'ones, what does that mean? Ha'ones v'ha'mafate al ha'nesua. Chayev. If you're ma'anes or you're mafate, a woman who's related to someone you're married to, of course you're chayev for that. So that's what that means. Okay?
Your own wife?
No, you're married to a woman and you go ahead and rape your wife's sister. You rape your wife's mother. Okay. You rape your wife's daughter. Of course, you're chayev for that.
Right.
Okay. Next, notzi adam. Now, are you allowed to marry your father's wife? No. Even if it's not your mother, right? You're not allowed to marry your stepmother. What about someone who your father raped? Can you marry that woman? That's a machlokas. Notzi adam anusas aviv and mefutas aviv. Tanakhama says you're allowed to marry your anusas aviv and your mefutas aviv. Anusas bino, mefutas bino, or someone your son did that to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Banusas Oser, Banusas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Banusas Aviv, Umufutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, not somebody that your father raped. You're not allowed to marry that person. Why? Because that person still has a connection to your father. Okay?
So he's not this person is not the child of union, obviously.
Correct. Now, says the Gemara, Tanina lahadatana rabbanan. Anas Isha, if a man rapes a woman, Mutter Lisa Bita, you're allowed to marry that woman's daughter. Right? Nasa Isha, if you marry a woman, you're married to somebody, Asur Lisa Bita, of course you can't marry the daughter. Viraminu, 1 second. Hanitan Mina Isha, if there's a rumor about a woman, there's a rumor that you're with some woman, Asur Bima Ubabita Ubachosa. You're not allowed to marry. That's a rumor that you're with Mrs. What's his name? Not Ms. Whatever. There's a rumor you had an affair or a fling with some woman. So you're not allowed to marry the daughter. Why not? Because there's a fear they'll marry the daughter just to be with the mother. Because after all, the rumors are spreading a bit. The rumors are right. But our mission just said you're allowed to. So the Gemara answers midrabanan. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. Says Rashi midrabanan. Second Rashi in the Gemara bishum gzeira. It's a gzeira. Shema la'achar sheyisa es bita. After you marry the daughter, yizne marishona. You'll be in the house with the first one, the mother, right? Vuhu anasu mufata al nasua. That's going to be a problem. Why? Because you're married to this woman. Okay.
So what's the problem? What happened in the Mishnah? Why is it allowed in the Mishnah?
It is allowed on a deraita level. It's allowed on a derabanan level. It's not allowed. Right. Now the chalecha deikli siru midrabanan. Whenever there's an issur derabanan, tani nosin lechatchila. So it says it's lechatchila, which is your question. The Mishnah said it's okay. So the Gemara says kitznan masnisan laachar misa. Now our Mishnah is talking about that woman's already dead. There's a rumor you're with some woman. Then you want to marry the daughter. Says the derabanan, not allowed to do that. Why? Because the only reason why you want to marry the daughter is she could be by the mother, by the Hanukkah parties, right? But she's dead. So now can I marry the daughter? Says the Mishnah, yes. Right? Not even Midrabanan is not a Shiloh. What's the reason? What's the issue?
So is the Mutter says Asur, it means before her death.
Exactly. Midrabanan before her death. Minotaur, you're allowed to. Midrabanan is Xavier. Maybe you're just doing that to be in the part of the family. If she's dead, then what's the issue?
This is the daughter of the person.
The daughter of the person is a rumor.
But he married this daughter.
What?
He married.
Exactly.
So the mother is his mother-in-law.
Exactly.
So where are we getting a heter for him to marry the daughter?
There's no heter. But there's a rumor that he was with her.
Right.
So we don't want to encourage more time there in that house. So midrabanan, you can't marry the daughter.
So how did Yosef marry?
You hear? But if the mother-in-law is dead, what's the issue?
Not the mother-in-law, the daughter's dead.
No, the mother-in-law is dead. Right, the mother-in-law is dead. So then what's the issue? You want to be with her? She's dead.
Yeah.
Right? That's okay.
You following?
Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? So Achlok is actually what Menahani Mili here means, but let's see it like that. Tana Rabbanan. Kula never shchiva. It says in the Torah, don't lie with every erva. Except Vikan, and over here, over where? So Rashi says, "Vekan beisha, beima, ubekrovos haasuros lo machmas ishto." All your wife's relatives, nemar kicha. It says lo yikach. But everyone else it says, "Don't lie." And here it says, "Don't take." But all your wife's relatives, it uses a different lashon. Why?
Wasn't beisha your wife or the wife of someone?
Vekan, beisha. No, beisha veima. Your wife and her mother. Your wife and her sister, your wife and her daughter. It all says a different lashon, right? Lamalach to tell you, derech likuchin asar Torah. That the only time you can't be with your wife's sister, your wife's mother and daughter, is if you're married to your wife. But what if you had a fling with this woman? Can you marry the woman's daughter? Yeah.
Midoraisa.
Right?
You can't really.
I'm only Rav Papa El Meata. But 1 second, Gabi Achoso Ksev. It says Isha Sheyikach Es Achoso. It says the word Yikach by Achoso. Bas Aviv O Basimo. Hachanami Derech Kichu De Aser Derech Shchiv Shari. It's no heter for your sister.
What does that mean?
So Amalei. No Lekuchin Ksivi B'Torastam. The Torah says Lekicha Stam. Haroi Lekicha Kicha. If it's possible to marry a relative of this woman that you had an affair with, then it's okay. Haroi l'shchiva shchiva. That's how the Mefarshim read this Gemara. In other words, yeah, if you have some affair with some woman in the street, now you want to marry that woman's daughter. So then what applies? Kicho shchiva. So then whichever one applies, it's okay. Right. However, what? Right.
Kicha meaning marriage or
kicha
meaning just
kicha? When you were with this person, it wasn't a marriage.
It wasn't a marriage, right.
It was a fling.
So then
I want to marry this woman's daughter. I want to marry this woman's daughter. Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Yes. My sister. Am I allowed to ever be with my sister in any capacity? No.
Right.
It says the word kicha, which implies that it's not such an avera. Says the Gemara, don't get so bad to shame about that. It's still an usher.
Oh,
all
right.
That's
so you can't learn it.
Of course. Exactly. Rava Amar, Anas Isha, if you're ma'anes a woman, Mutter Lisa, Bita Mehacha. The fact that you're allowed to marry the daughter of that woman is learned out of here. Where? A different source. It says like this. It's a ksiv. It says, Ervas Bas Bincha, the erva of your granddaughter, O Bas Bincha, or your granddaughter, right? Lo Segala. That you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry your granddaughter. Ha, Bas Bina, Dida, Bas Bita, Dida, Gully. But your wife's granddaughter, you could marry. Your wife's daughter, you could marry.
What?
Midaraisa. The Torah says. You're not allowed to marry your granddaughter. What about your wife's granddaughter? Your wife's daughter? That you're allowed to. It's an inference. Uksivit, it says, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Sigala. The erva of your wife and her daughter, you're not allowed to marry. So two psukim contradict each other. As bas binav, as bas bita, lo tzikach. Okay, how's that possible? The answer is, when the Torah said, kan ba'on banuzim, kan b'nesuin. No, when can you yes marry? When it was anusin. When it was a rape. So I raped this woman, now I want to marry the woman's granddaughter. You're allowed to. When is it not allowed? When it's your own daughter. When it's your own wife. Right? So the Gemara says, Epochana, I should switch it around. Why? Because when you're married to a woman, legally, halachically, you didn't do an Aveira.
Right.
So there's a tzad to say, yeah, I'm married to her, and I'm also allowed to marry her granddaughter, my own granddaughter. Why? I didn't do an Aveira. But when I rape a woman, that's an Aveira. So now I'm allowed to marry that woman's daughter? That doesn't make any sense. I did an Aveira. I raped somebody. I'm not allowed to... That's a big Aveira. But the daughter you're allowed to marry. So that's the Gemara. It shouldn't be like that. So the Gemara says, Arayos She'er Ksiv Behu. It says Arayos and the word She'er, which means a relative. B'nisuin Ika She'er. By a relative, it's a relative. By a marriage, it's relations. B'anusin Leka She'er. But by anusin, it's not a relative. It's true. You did an Aveira. You did this not nice thing to a woman. And you're allowed to marry the daughter. What's the reason for that? Doesn't make any sense. The answer is, because she's not related to you. That's all. She's not related to you. She's not your relative. Okay.
Mark, the Lord, a lot of times, what's the point?
I don't know.
This is very counterintuitive, though.
No, but
yeah.
You can't do it anyway now. The Mizrani can't do it, so it's all these rites you can do it, but you can't do it.
Okay, ready? Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anusas Aviv. Also, Rabbi Anusas Aviv. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to marry anybody that your father even raped. Even that woman's off the table for you. Why? Because it's a little bit like your father's wife. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, my time of Yehuda." Where did Yehuda get that from? The Chesiv says, "Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv." You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. Lo yigale es knaf aviv. Don't uncover the cover of your father. What does that mean? What's a double lashon? Knaf, any knaf. What's knaf?
The robe,
right? Shara aviv lo yigale. Anybody. Umimai deba anusa ksiv. So how do you know that's talking about an anusa? Gesundheit. How do you know that's talking about an anusa? Ksiv, the ksiv ma'ilue dekra. Because the pasuk is right there. Right? The pasuk is right there. It says, V'nashan ish es shochev ima lavi hanayra chamishim ketzef. That's talking about an onus and a mafate. You pay the father 50 ketzef, right? And then the very next pasuk is, and by the way, don't marry your father's wife. Don't have anything to do with your father's women. Right? So and smuchin, they're right next to each other. So you know that's talking about an anusa. So an anusa of your father, you also came never married. So there are rabbanon. So other rabbanon argue on that. That seems like a pretty good raya. So the Gemara says, no, ihavi samachle kidikamarta. If you were close to each other, you're right. But there's a pasuk in between. Hashta delo samachle, they're not so close to each other. Mi barle lekidir of anon. We use this pasuk for Anon's vort. The Amar of Anon, Amar Shmuel, Bishomeris Yavim Shal Aviv Akasav Medaver. The Torah is talking about a woman who your father is waiting to do Yibum. What happened? Your father's brother died. That woman's waiting for Yibum. Your father's going to do Yibum or Chalitz on her. And then you go ahead and have a relationship with her. Now, that's Usher already for two other reasons. First of all, she's a Shomeris Yavim. Second of all, she's your aunt.
Right.
She's so right? So Gemara says, Umayt Kanaf Aviv. Knaf haroi laviv lo yigala, and this woman you can't marry. So you can't marry already for typically bishum dodosa. She's your aunt. Yeah, lavro leshne lavin. Yeah, two lavin. 1 second. For typically bishum yivama lo shuk, but she's a yivama. You can't marry her anyway. You're right. Lavro lebishlosh lavin. You marry this woman, you get three averes. Number one, she's your aunt. Number two, she's a shomeres yavam, and number three, she's your father's shomeres yavam. You hear? V'baisema, or you can give a different answer. Lacha misa. No, your father died already. Father died. So therefore what? So she, there's no issue. There's no issue of Yivam Olashok. What? She was a Shomeris Yibam.
And he passed away.
And then he passed away. So there's no more Shomeris Yavam from your father. I'm sorry. The only issue now is an aunt. She's still your aunt. And if you have relations with her, you get two averes. What two averes? Number one, she's your aunt. And number two, she once was your father's shomeres yavam. Okay? Good?
So if you died, did you still have a zika that way?
Yeah. And now we need the sheep. Now we need the sheep. There's one for today and two for tomorrow.
Is that why you're rushing them?
That was why I was rushing, yes. Because there's no way we're going to finish this. Ready? Here we go. Now, before we even start, look at the top Tosfos. Haftosva says, "Kol elu hamaisim." All these stories. We're going to have seven cases now. Okay, all these seven.
Where are you?
Amar Beis. Top of Amar Beis. Kol elu hamaisim lo mashmiin and lachamidi. These stories don't teach us anything. Ella, rather, lechuvas hatzedukim. It's a tshuva to the tzedukim. I don't know what he means by that.
Answer the tzedukim.
And Sukkim what?
But they probably have Sukkim that they're following that don't make sense.
What?
They probably have Sukkim that they're following.
So what Tosfos is going to say is, none of these cases are a Chiddush. They're just weird cases. None of them are a Chiddush.
It's different from the Chiddush.
Right? So we're not learning anything new. So what are they doing here? Tosfos says to answer the Tzedukim. Right? I don't know what that means. Okay, here we go. Case number one. Ach me'av v'lo me'im. I'm a brother from a mother. I'm a brother from the father, v'lo me'im, but not from the sister. V'hu b'ilo de'im. And I'm a husband, and I have a husband from my mother's side. V'ana, and me, brate de'im to say, I'm the daughter of a Issa relationship.
I'm the wife's daughter.
I'm the wife's daughter, yeah. Amar of Chami, Rami Barachama, the law ki Rehuda de Masnison. It's not like Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah. What's the case? Look at picture number one. Now, you see Rachel? You see where it says Rachel?
Yeah.
Talking. Rachel's the one who's talking here. I always wrote that. Rachel's the one who's talking. What's the case? So let's see. Look at it. Yaakov is married to Sarah. Yaakov is in the middle. Yaakov is married to Sarah. He had a son. 1 second. Read it slow. He had a son, Reuven. And then he was Ma'anes Rivka. It was Ma'anes Rivka. It wasn't married Rivka. It was Ma'anes Rivka. What happened? V'yaldelo ach, v'yaldelo es Rachel. And then Rachel was born.
From that relationship.
Okay, then, v'nimtza sheruvain hu achia sherachel me'aviyah. Rachel and Reuven have the same father. Right? Named Yaakov. Avalo me'ima, but they don't have the same mother. Then what happened? Reuven married Rivka, danusas aviv. So now, what does Rachel say? Ach me'av. I have a brother from the same father, v'lo me'im, but not the same mother, v'hu b'ilo de'im, and this brother of mine is my mother's husband, right? V'ana and me, brate da'antase. I am the daughter of an anusa relationship. Right?
It's easy.
What?
That's to be a kosher relationship.
Correct. Right. Correct. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. No, the law of Rabbi Yehuda. The Masnei said, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to marry your anusa sava. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven cannot marry Rivka. Because it's a woman that his father had raped.
Right.
So we don't have that. So that's.
It sounds nice, but just.
That's it. That's the whole
story. His wife's story.
What?
I am his wife's story, not his anusa's.
What does intase mean? Doesn't mean a wife. It means an anusa. Okay. That's fine. Good?
Can I just put
yeah, it's a very easy case.
So Yaakov is married to Sarah, and he's married to Rivka as well.
He's not married to Rivka. He raped Rivka.
He raped Rivka. See, they have a line in here. I thought that meant.
That's why you have to read the bottom.
Okay, got it.
It's very small. If you could.
And by the way, if you see what?
If you could.
Yeah, it's very small. So
what?
He's an old man. He can't read this small.
Okay, number.
No, thanks.
Case number two. Case number two. Ahu, right? He's my brother. Ubarihu, he's also my son, right? Achte, my sister, not my sister.
I am the sister.
Achte ana, I am the sister. Dahai de darina akaspe, on the child that I put on my shoulder. In other words, the baby. What does that mean? Mishkachasla, we're talking about ba'ovei kochavim with a guy haba albito that has relation with his own daughter. By the way, in the masifta which these pictures come from, anytime there's an avera, it's non-Jewish names, and anytime it's not an avera, there are Jewish names. That's how he does it. That's how they do it. So, for example, over here, Akum, Ovi Kachavim, Nasa Isha. He married a woman, Vialdolo Esbas. They had a daughter. Ushma Hagar. We'll call her Hagar. Right? Then, Uba Akum Al Hagar Bito. Then the guy had a relation with his own daughter, Vialdolo Bas, Vialdolo Ben, and we'll call him Lot. So, this Lot, so now go back to the Gemara. Ahu, he's my brother, because they have the same father. Barihu, he's also my son. Right? Achta Seana, I am his sister, the high of the one, the Darina Akaspe, that I put on my shoulder, meaning this little baby. Why? Because I'm his mother and I'm also his sister. Good? Mishkachasla, what's the case?
She's Jewish.
What?
She's Jewish, but
it's
a hugger name.
Who's Jewish? She is?
Why?
He's a guy.
Who's Jewish? Isha's Jewish.
No, it doesn't mean that's not. We just want to. The Gemara says Akum because they don't want to say that Jewish people would do this behavior. That's all.
The Akum is an actual Akum.
No. It's the Akum because they don't want to say a Jew would do this. Who's a Jew going to rape his own daughter? Exactly. Number three. Shalmolach Bri. Hello, my son. Bas Achtechana. Mishkachazla. What does that mean? Ovikachav ma baal bito. Al bas bito. Comes to have a relationship with his granddaughter. What is that? Says the Gemara. Look at the picture. Ovi kochavim naso isha. Ovi kochavim marries a woman. Vialdolo bas. They have a daughter. Ushma Hagar. Ushma Ada. The daughter's name is Ada. Then for Ada bas Hagar. Ada has a daughter in Hagar. How'd she get that daughter? It's irrelevant. Then ba akum al bas bito. The akum comes and has relations with his granddaughter Hagar. Vialdolo is lot. It's the exact same thing as before. Just one generation more. Right. So again. Shalom Alech Bari, hello my son. Bas Achtech Ana, I am the daughter of the sister. Mishkachazav, Avagachav, Mabal, Bas Bito. Fine. Number four. Delai, Delo, Dedolo, Davla. I'm gonna draw water. Lipal, Becho, Lipal, Becho, Seser, Pasar. I'm gonna explain something hidden. Dahai, the Darina, this baby, Hubar, he's my son. Vana, and me, Bras Achve, I'm the daughter of the sister, of the brother. Mishkachazal, what is that? Ovi Gachav Malbal Bas Beno. It's the exact same case as before, except
there's
a ben instead of a daughter. Otherwise, it's the exact same case. You see that?
Yeah.
Instead of the guy and the woman the having Ada, they had a son, then they had a daughter, then he raped his daughter. Exactly. Okay, next, number five.
How would that make a difference in practicality?
It doesn't. As we said, Tosfos said, none of these cases are anything new.
They're just riddles.
They're just riddles.
No, I'm saying, why would it be different from a case of Adam?
It's not different.
It's not different. It's the same case.
It's like a little brain teasers a little bit.
Exactly. Next. Baya, baya, whoa, whoa, me'ach, my brother. V'hu av, he's also my father. V'hu baal, he's also my husband. V'hu bar baal, he's also my son's husband. V'hu bailo de Abe, he's my mother's husband. V'ano and me brate de it to say. And the daughter of the wife. V'lo yav piso lachu yasme b'nei brate. And I don't have to feed those other kids. This is a very long case. Do it slow. Ready? Here we go. Lemech. You see Lemech in the top right corner with an X under his name? There's an X there because he died. Lemech is a guy. He married Ada. All there on the left side. You see all there on the left side? V'yaldalo as Yuval. They had a son named Yuval. Yuval, he's Akub. He's a guy.
And then, he's not a guy?
He is. Uba Yuval ha'akum al-imo. Ada. Yuval then has relations with his mother. V'yaldalo bas has a daughter named Hagar. Hagar is the one who's talking.
Right.
What does she say? Then, v'chazar uba Yuval al-achosa ha'bas Hagar. Then, Yuval has relations with his own daughter. This Yuval's a busy guy. First, he has relations with his own mother, has Hagar. Then he has relations with Hagar.
Change his name to Oedipus.
What?
Change his name to Oedipus.
Then, V'chazer hazakon Lamech, uba aleha. Then Lamech also has relations with Hagar. And that produces two children, Lot and Lavan. Then Lamech died. Then Lamech died. So now let's go back to the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Case number 5. Baya baya meach, my brother, Huav, he's also my father. Why? Because Yuval and Hagar are brothers, because they have the same father and mother. The same father, right? They have the same father. So he's my brother. Vubal, he's also my husband. Vuhu Barbal, what's Barbal? What? My husband's son, exactly. Vubal Dain, he's also my mother's husband, because he had relations with my mother, right? His own mother also. V'ano and me brate it to say I'm the daughter of this improper relationship. V'lo yav pita la'achoe yasme b'nei brate. And I don't have to feed the two boys born from Lemech who died. Why don't I have to feed them? Because they're incestuous. Okay? Good? Good. Next, number 6. Ana me. By the way, ana me. The at and you, achayana, we're brother and sister. The avuch and my father, achayana, is my brother.
I didn't skip one.
No, I didn't.
No, it was up to 6.
Up to 6. What? Well, I'm up to six. Another at, I'm up to 3rd wide line. Another at achayana, ubavachana, achayana, v'imechana, achi, mishkachas lo, v'avachacham, haba al imo, v'holy men ushte banos. What does that mean? Look at the case. Lemech was a guy. He married Ada, a guy, and they had a son named Yuval. Then Yuval had relations with his mother, Ada, and had two daughters, Tzila and Hagar. Then, V'chazar Yuval Ubal Bito, he then went and had relations with his daughter, Tzila, V'yaldulo Ben, and they have Lot. So now Hagar is talking to Lot. Right? And what does she say to Lot? Now we can read it again. Anav at achena. Me and you are brother and sister. Why are we brother and sister?
Both had Yuval as parents? As a
father. Yes, we both have Yuval as a father. Vavuach achena. And your father is my brother. Because we both have the same mother. Right? V'imech achai. What's v'imech achai? V'imech... One second.
Your mother and I are...
Your mother and I are brother and sister, right?
No, Tzila is what? Tzila is...
It's a sister.
Mishkachas
lab, avagachavim, habal ibo. Avagachavim had relations with his own mother. Vavlad menu shtei bonos, had two daughters. Vachazer habal achas mehen. Vavlad menu ben. Vekarele achtei deime. Fine. Vekarmele hachi. They said it like this. Fine. Very good. Last case. Ready? Last case is very hard. Ana v'at b'ni achai. Ana v'avuch b'ni achai. This could be a heter case. What's the case? Reuven and Shimon sheish lo shtei banos. Reuven and Shimon had two daughters. No, I'm sorry. Reuven had two daughters. Reuven sheish lo shtei banos. Reuven has two daughters. V'asa Shimon v'nasav chad b'nayu. Shimon marries one of the daughters.
Shimon, his brother.
His brother, yeah. V'asa bar Levi, and then Levi, the grandson, comes. V'nasav chad b'nayu marries one of those daughters. I'm sorry, not no, Levi.
Levi's son.
Vasa Levi. Vasa Bar Levi. Yes. Levi's son. Look at the picture. Look at the picture. See Reuven, Shimon, and Levi?
Yeah.
Reuven has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Shimon has one son named... I'm sorry, Shimon marries Leah.
Yeah.
Right. Shimon marries Leah, which he's allowed to do. No Isser here. Niece. It's his niece. They have a son named Yitzchak. Son named Yitzchak?
Right.
Now, on the other side of the page, Levi, who's also has a son named Yaakov.
Okay.
Yaakov marries Rachel, the other sister,
right.
And they have a son named Avraham. So Yitzchak is now talking to Avraham. Right?
Okay.
And what does Yitzchak say? Anav at b'nei achai, we're sons of brothers. Right? Right?
Children of brothers.
Anav, where am I? Anav b'nei achai, anav avuch b'nei achai, me and your father are also sons of brothers. Anav imeich b'nei achai, our mothers are also, the wives also. Right? So, v'asa bar Levi, Levi's son came, v'nasav chad b'nei, v'kam le b'rei de Shimon, l'bar b'rei de Levi, and he's talking, the son of Shimon, which is Yitzchak, is talking to the grandson of Levi,
which is Avraham.
Okay? Good? Okay, very good.
I see no point in it.
Tosva said, there's no point. It's a tshuva.
Just Caesar.
It's not what Tosva said.
I know that.
He said it's a tshuva for the tzedukim.
I don't
know what he meant by that. What does that mean? Tshuva for the tzedukim. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to need this picture for one more picture. See this crazy case? Tomorrow's stuff is impossible. And here we go. Ready? Mishnah. Hagiores. Shenetz Gairu Bina Ima. If a Gioras converts together with her son, Lo Chaltin Velo Miyabmin. There's no Chalitza and there's no Yibam. What does that mean? That means a woman is a guy. She decides to convert. She has a son. She's a guy, her husband's a guy, and her son is a guy. The three of them together undergo conversion. All of them together undergo conversion. They convert. The boy now changes his name to Reuven.
Okay.
Then the couple has another son named Shimon. The halacha is that Reuven and Shimon do not do chalitza for each other and they do not do yibum for each other. Because they're not considered brothers.
Right?
It says the Gemara, Hagiores Shenes Gairu Bina Ima. A Gioras who converts together with her son. And now she gets converted. And now the son's name now becomes Reuven. And then they have another son named Shimon. It's the same biological father. The same biological mother. It doesn't make a difference. Lo chaltzin v'lo yabin. Afilu harasno shal rishon shalo b'kedusha v'le daso b'kedusha. Even if she converted while she was pregnant with Reuven. Why? Because she was conceived when she was still a goy. Who got her pregnant? A goy. So what?
Irrelevant.
No, that's what the commission says. Afilu, even if that happened. So when the baby was born, the baby's born a Jew, yeah?
Right.
The mother converted when she was 4 months pregnant.
Well, the father's irrelevant.
Is the baby, what's that? The baby's born, is the baby a Jew?
Yes.
So why can't they be Yibam now?
Who said it's the case?
Afilu, Haraso, Shalrisho, Shalob, Bikadusha. Philadelphia, Bikadusha. The answer is, because in order for Yibam to take place, you have to have the same father. And they don't have the same father.
Why?
Because her father, because the father was a guy when she... That's how the father's
going.
You see? You hear?
The father was reborn in the middle.
Exactly. Tashani, the second guy, Harasa V'ledasa B'Kedusha. That all happened with Kedusha. He was conceived with Kedusha, born with Kedusha, so they don't have the same father.
Right.
And he even goes by the father. Good? Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have to like it, but it makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Because
Yashne
goes with the father.
Correct. And Yibam goes with the father. Also, the same thing if it's a Shivcha. Okay? Same story if it's a Shivcha. It doesn't be Gioris, it could be a Shivcha too. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, B'nai Yudin, the sons of Yudin, Amasa of the Shivcha, Ishtachru, they got freed. In other words, there were these boys and girls that were avadim and shivchas, and they all got freed. Sharale lehu Rav Acha bar Yaakov leminta v'neshe da'adadi. Rav he let them marry each other. Okay, Amalei Rava v'Rav Sheshes aser. Yeah, Rav Sheshes did not allowed to do that. It's Amalei. It's a big deal. Who asif ana asherina? He said no. I said yes. Now, min ha'av.
These children started out as Goyim or just paying.
Started out as Afadim. As Afadim. Which is not Jews.
They're not everything.
Okay. Now, min ha'av, alo min ha'aim, kuli amalo pligi d'shari. If they're relatives from the father's side and not relatives from the mother's side, everyone holds their mutter. Min ha'aim, velo min ha'av, kuli amalo pligi d'asar. From the mother's side and not from the father's side, everyone holds its usher. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? Min ha'av u min ha'aim. If it's both. Man, you don't know, no one knows what I'm talking about because they don't get the picture yet. Man, d'shari, the one who says it's mutter, basar abba shadinan. Daha b'nei planya karilu. If you go after the father, then you think go after the father. Why? Because everybody, no one goes around, I'm the son of that woman. No one does that. I'm the son of the man. Right? You're always called by the son of your father. For Sheshes, karilu nami b'nei plonith. For Sheshes, no, people also go after the mother. Okay? What's going on? We've got to look at this picture. We have like, oh my goodness, we're never going to finish. Ready? Look at the picture. It's a very important picture. The bottom picture.
Okay. Number 8.
Okay. I'm reading the notes. Lamech was a guy married Tzila, who's on the right side. She's also a guy, a goya. V'yalda lo ben. They had a son. V'chein nasa es Ada. Lamech also married Ada, who's a guy. V'yalda lo shnei banim. Had two sons. Ula Ada and Ada owed ben migoy acher. Okay? You see all the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, so far so good? So far so good. Now what happened? How many children are here?
Children, you got one.
Four. There are four children.
Three, four, right.
Four children. Viniz Gairu Arba Habanim. Four children become Gairu. Vinikra Shimam al Bnei Lemech Va'ada Ruven and Shimon. Lemech and Ada's two kids become now Ruven and Shimon. Bino Shalemech Mitzila Nikra Levi. And Bino Shal Ada Migoy Acher Nikra Yehuda. Okay? So far so good? Now, Min HaTorah Einam Nechshavim Achshav Achim Lo Min Ha'av Lo Min Ha'im. Min HaTorah, none of these four brothers. Not from the father's side, not from the mother's side. All, why? Ger Shagnal Katan Shnal. Ger Shagnal is not relative. Mishum Shagarish is Gaia Hareya Kunchinolodom. The Ain Lo Shaikh is a Krovim Lo Shulomi Kodem. Now what happened? Nasu Shimon Velevi Vyehuda Nashim, Vyaldu Labanim, Umeis Shimon Levi Vyehuda. Can Ruven do Yibum?
No.
Says to Gemara, it's a machlokes. Now, says to Gemara this. Everybody agrees that if you're a brother from the father's side, you can. Why can you? Because nobody, the answer is, because nobody's going to mix that up with regular Jews. Why? Because you're never allowed to do Yibum, because Yibum's only from your father's side.
Okay, but the father.
So why on earth are these people doing Yibum? Everybody's going to know because they're Gerim. Nobody's going to make a mistake. However, you're not allowed to do, there is no Yibum from your mother's side.
Right.
So if we allow Yibum here, people say, why are they doing Yibum? Oh, it must be you do Yibum from your mother's side.
It assumes that everybody knows that they were caring.
Right. And it assumes that everyone's going to make that mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a machlokas about that. What does the Gemara say? Now I'll read it again. Kulei alma. Min ha'av lo min ha'aim. If it's only the father's side, kulei alma lo pligi d'shari. Everyone holds its mutter. Why? Because nobody's going to think in a million years you're allowed to do the regular Jews. Why? Min ha'aim v'lo min ha'av kulei alma pligi d'asar. If they're only from the mother's side, everyone holds its asar. Why? He'll come to mix it up. Ki pligi. What's the machlokas? Min ha'av v'lo min ha'av u'min ha'aim. Manda Amar Basar Abba Shadiran Lahu Bnei Plani Kari Lahu. The one who says it's mutter is because people go after the father's side, and therefore no one's going to make a mistake and think everyone's going to know it's both because they gave it. Rav Sheshes Kari Lunami Bnei Plonis. Rav Sheshes says no. People also sometimes call by the mother, right? Someone. So therefore, what if we allow Yibum in this case? Then people will think you're allowed to do Yibum in all the cases when there's only brothers by the mother. Over Shabbos, read the bottom footnote, the bottom part of that picture. where he explains exactly the halachas, all the reasons. It's an excellent, excellent synopsis. We don't have time because we have 2 minutes. What? Okay, so get a magnifying glass.
Do I use a magnifying glass?
This is a good kasha. The answer is, I think, yeah. For learning, yeah. My grandfather used to sit by his gemara. His marker was a magnifying glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had a full page magnifying glass. They sell them.
Oh, yeah.
So you put it over the page and it highlights the whole page.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The Ikad Amri, Ikad Amar. Others say like this. Paulim Gravachar Bayakov, Afilub Achim Benaim. Rabbi Yaakov even argued on that case with the mother, on the case with the brothers on the mother's side. My time, why? Because Gershon is kind of calling Shalom. He even allowed that. No one's going to make that mistake even if it's the brothers on the mother's side. Why? Because everyone's going to know they're Gerim. And Gerim have no relations. Right? Where am I up to? Velo, what? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Tanan, now 1 second. Hagioreth Shinizgairu Bina Ima. What did our Mishnah say? When a woman converts with her son, lo chaltzin v'lo biyavnin. My taima, why not? Lav mishum, isn't it because that theory? Isn't it because it's usher? Isn't that the reason? So of course it's not the reason. Lo, not the reason, lo. De'ein b'taris chalitza v'yibum v'shari la'alma. No, there's no chalitza, no taris chalitza v'yibum at all. It's like a guy dies, they're not even brothers. No, Yim Chalitza. So this woman's totally scot-free. V'in hunami shari. And everyone else is mutter. I v'oktani afilu. What did it say afilu? What did afilu mean? We said afilu meant even if. Even if what? Even if the pregnancy was when she was a guy, but the birth was when she was a Jew, it's still aser. Now 1 second. If you tell me it's Osir, Hainu Diktoni Afilu, then the word Afilu makes perfect sense. Afagaf the Rishon Harasa Shalom Bekadusha, Veladosa Bekadusha, Vashani, Doda Harasa Veladosa Bekadusha, Ukshtemos Dami, it's like two mothers, Afilu Hachiasiri. Eli Yamit Shari, my Afilu. But if you tell me really it's Mudza, what's Afilu? Umar says, Afagaf the Tarvayale Dosa Bekadusha, even though both births were kosher. Vasi lachluf lebi Yisrael, and you might mix it up. I feel hachi shari, even though nevertheless it's still mutter. All right, we got to stop. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on Amud, right here. Save the sheets because you need it for tomorrow. All right, everyone have a very good day.
Good job.